Line, Willie DeMace, 125-1063, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Clark, appreciate you for joining us. A tough one, a tough loss on the road at UNLV. From your perspective, what went wrong?
Well, yeah, I think the starting point is, you know, you turn the ball over four times, one for a touchdown. We had a 17-0 lead. I thought we really came out of the gates well, and I was excited for the guys. It looked like they were stepping into the performance that we know that they can have. And then, you know, the wheels kind of came off offensively and on special teams. I thought our defense battled, through the end of that half. We surrendered a touchdown run that we want to have back against an unbalanced formation where we were just out of whack, out of gaps. But other than that, I thought they were battling hard. And, I still think we're working on the psyche of what it takes to win. I still think we're working on, how hard it is to win games. And this goes back to what I said this summer, our margins are razor thin. And that doesn't matter who we play. I mean, we're not good enough yet to think that we're going to show up and there's going to be a team that defers to us. We have to go make it happen. That's the challenge that I issued the team at halftime. I thought we responded and battled our way back into the game, but just didn't have enough gas at the end there to finish it off, which is unfortunate. That would have been a special way to launch into league play, but we don't get that opportunity. What we get now is the learning of and the lessons of, you know, respecting what it takes to win and recognizing that we're 2-2 with everything out in front of us still and that we have to go play better.
And you mentioned going into league play, hosting Kentucky this weekend. A few changes to the depth chart. London Humphreys, Grayson Morgan, some of the younger guys in this roster getting the starting nod this weekend. What led you to that decision?
Well, the depth chart's really reflective of how we started the game on Saturday. And I just, we try to, you know, the depth chart's now a highly scrutinized material. You know, some people don't have one. Some people keep it updated like we do. So we wanted it to reflect the way we played this past weekend. Obviously this time of year for us, and we're hitting this middle third of the season.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we're, you know, showing where we have injury, where guys have stepped up, and kind of keeping it up to date that way.
We're talking with Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, Coach, with the way this offense has been playing, I mean, they've put up, you know, yardage and point. So what has been the point of emphasis this week for this offense? Because even though they've made some awesome plays and they played really well at times, they also have, you know, played poorly at times. So what has been the point of emphasis for this offense?
It starts with ball security and better decisions of the ball. Yeah, you know, ball security is a lot of things. There's fundamental technical aspects to it. There's decision-making aspects to it. And then there's also this idea that, you know, we have to play with chemistry and 11 guys on the same page. And, you know, we got A.J. hit in the red zone going into score last weekend because we missed on a protection and the ball was on the ground. Cedi Alexander ended up recovering it, but that's another aspect of ball security. So that's been the first point of emphasis. The next one is first down efficiency. So, we played 22 snaps, a conversion down football on Saturday, third or fourth down on offense. And that's way too many. I think that was like 29% of the plays we ran on offense were third or fourth down. That's a recipe for a long night because you're obviously giving the opponent a chance to bring their pass rushers on, to change up coverage leverage, to pressure. And those are high pressure downs anyways, meaning, your likelihood of giving the ball up or throwing the ball into coverage increases as the stakes increase in the down. So we have to be efficient on first down to try to convert on first and second down to get rhythm in our drives so that we can just open up a higher level performance. And then the third thing is, you know, we've got to get our run game started. And, that again goes back to chemistry. It's not it's not the people, it's the connection. It's seeing it the same way. It's the ability to get out of bad plays, the ability to hold the point up front and get our running backs some space to get going. Too often we're getting cut down in the backfield, and this goes into first down efficiency too, mm-hmm. but you know, we're getting cut down in the backfield before the play can get started. We're better than that, but we have to play better than that. And you know, that's been something we're focused on this week.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach. Coach, I want to ask you about the sequence at the very end there, where you could see it on TV. You were startled when the timeout was called as the clock is ticking down. As you went back through it and sort of the lines of communication, as you guys sorted it out as a team afterwards, how did you guys address it?
Well, we're not calling timeout there. That's a situation where, you know, our chance to win it in regulation came with the field goal attempt that we missed. And really, before that, it's the four-minute drive where, you know, we get one first down, they're out of timeouts, we're draining the entire clock and either punching in the end zone or kicking it through the uprights. And so once we miss that opportunity, then you're thinking about defending and getting to overtime. The first snap they took in that sequence, they threw the ball, and the quarterback actually threw it back behind himself. He was rolling right and threw it back left, and I thought we were going to pick it off again, honestly. And I think once we missed that opportunity, their decision became to get it to overtime too. And so the point at which they ran the ball, you know, had it been a running clock on fourth down, we would have called timeout to force them to punt and maybe try to pressure it, get a return, you know, whatever we could do. But the point at which they ran the ball on the second down, you know, you're gonna let it play out. And you know, that's something where we don't, you know, I'm in charge of the clock. I'm in charge of the timeouts. We spend a lot of time and energy on the strategy behind when we use timeouts. And, you know, I've got well-intentioned players that want to win, but don't always, from their roles and their perspectives, understand the bigger picture strategy. And so, you know, we just had a player that was doing the best he could, the best he knew how in the moment. And he almost more as a question than a statement turned and called timeout. It was a mistake, Willie. And I,
so it's like an impulse. I'm speaking as a guy, as a high school basketball player, as a sophomore, I was Chris Webber before Chris Webber. I called a timeout. Our team didn't have a timeout because I thought I was impulsively, we got to win. We need a timeout. And our coach looked at me like, what are you doing? And so I didn't sleep that night. So I know the feeling. So I'm guessing it's a guy just as an impulse saying, I want to win this. We got to get the ball back.
And then when we addressed it, when I addressed it with the team, I said, hey, listen, this is like Willie Donick back in high school. Everyone remembers that.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's all it is. And, you know, look, it's like, you know, immediately the player apologized to me. He came in and saw me the next day and apologized to me. I said, hey, man, you need to get over this because I'm over it. I mean, we're not, the program we're building goes beyond, like, one-off mistakes. That didn't cost us that game. You know, we still could have played on top of the route that they threw. Right, we still could have secured the ball and down the ball when we turned it over on the reverse. I just, you know, those become, you know, the focal points, and people feel awful about it. But it's a lesson we learned. It it was painful, but yet there's so many other things that need to go well in that game for us to play up to our highest level, and it's all ahead of us. We cannot forecast based off the last two games. We have to believe and know that there's a better performance out there for this team, and we got to go actualize it.
As you assess, I mean, you guys have had four games, and I'm sure you're pounding it into your team's head. Look, we're giving away way too many opportunities here for the other team to exploit us here. And you've preached it from the start. You want to be the complete opposite. You want a team that's doing all the little things and taking advantage of everything that's out there. So how tough is that for you when you know you've been emphasizing this, yet it's going sort of the opposite the way you want, and you're heading into this portion of the schedule now where you know you got to be tight in those areas?
Yeah, it's the first reaction is, am I talking about it too much? You know, is it I'm bringing all this attention to it, and that's why somehow we're not we're not you know, the opposites happen on the field. I mean, I'm motivating and teaching 18 to 22 year olds who are learning how to play football at a high level, and my job is to support them through that experience, to do the best I can to teach them, to keep hammering the message home until we live it, until it's our DNA. And you know, just like, I mean, any of us that have parented, and I'm learning this, my kids are still young, but you know, you can say what you want to say. Sometimes it takes the experience and the sting of an experience before they realize, like, oh, mom and dad aren't messing around here. You know, that's a little bit how I feel now. It's, you know, we've messaged this for you know, almost 3 years now. Now, there's a large portion of our roster that is playing that is hearing this for the first time in some ways, that weren't even with us last year when we were playing against Kentucky, right? So we have to also be aware that, you know, we're growing people up on the field, and we just stay the course. I mean, I think I've found every way to say the same thing, just subtly different each week, in an effort to find whatever combination of words that I need to find to get this team dialed in on the margins that we can win. And once we do that, I think we have a dangerous team. You know, the problem is you don't want them to pay too much attention to the lack of results, because all of a sudden then you lose the process. They need to be inspired to get back in the fight. They need to be at it every day to find that highest level. And if we can keep that mindset, that mentality, just like a year ago, we'll find good performance here as we go into conference play, and everything we want's out in front of us. You know, so let's not get lost on two disappointing games. Let's have the awareness now that we can go make some things happen that make this a special, a fun season. So that's our focus, and you know, we won't back down from that.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate you for joining us. Good luck this weekend against Kentucky.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Appreciate him for joining us today. Hey, Caroline Willie DeMays, this week's Nashville's best deal is Campioni's Taste of Chicago, located at 401 Long Hollow Pike in Goodlettsville. Campioni's is a family-owned, award-winning restaurant for Sumner County's best Italian dining and lunch spot. Try one of their Chicago-style hot dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, lasagna, homemade pasta, and so much more. Get half off a $20 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last.